With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. The State Department of Health reports 71 COVID-19 cases are currently tied to college campuses. The state's public universities are not expected to report individual campus numbers to the public. With colleges around the country already closing after outbreaks, local university leaders say it's up to students on how long their campus stays open. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
University of South Dakota President Sheila Gestring says there's no clear number of COVID-19 cases that would close campus again. She says there are 100 rooms on campus set aside for students who need to isolate because of an exposure or diagnosis. USD also has an agreement with hotels in Vermilion if more space is needed.
If we were to get to a point that those spaces were overrun, and the hospital system in South Dakota, which for both of us would include the Sioux Falls system, if they were to become overrun, those are the sorts of epidemiological things that we need to be thinking about in that decision.
She includes South Dakota State University in that equation. Both campuses are within an hour's drive of Sioux Falls. Both presidents visited the Sioux Falls Downtown Rotary Club on Monday. SDSU President Barry Dunn says he's confident they can manage COVID-19 cases on campus, but what students do off campus is a different story.
The parties, bars, that's where the, you know, major transmission of COVID is in large groups without social distancing, without masks, and bars in particular are bad. So our students' own behavior will dictate whether we can stay on campus.
Dunn says that's the case for institutions like Notre Dame and the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, campuses that moved online less than a week after students returned. He hopes students in Brookings heed the warning.
There's real evidence that if you mess this up, you're going to be in your mom and dad's basement for the next 6 months, and that's not where you want to be.
Both presidents say their retention rate of last year's freshman class is much higher than previous years. They say that speaks to students' confidence in campus safety plans and a desire to be on campus at all. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Health experts are watching COVID outbreaks connected to schools carefully. Dr. Wendell Hoffman is an infectious disease doctor with Sanford Health. He says as students return to the classroom, the percentage of positive COVID-19 cases is on the rise. State health officials hope to keep that rate under 5%, but Hoffman says many areas in South Dakota now see rates of 10 to 12%. Hoffman worries that as schools open, case numbers will increase dramatically.
In an article in the Journal of Pediatrics out of Boston, where they looked at, I believe it was 190-some children, what they found was that children can carry high levels of virus in their upper airways, particularly early on in their infection, yet they display relatively mild or no symptoms. There was no age correlation with viral load, indicating that infants through young adults can carry equally high levels of virus.
Hoffman says the virus can spread rapidly in schools. He says that's a risk for teachers. About half the nation's teachers have at least one health condition that puts them at risk for complications from COVID-19. Hoffman says individuals should continue to use masks, wash their hands frequently, and maintain distance from each other to avoid catching or spreading the virus. The hundreds of thousands of bikers who attended the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally have departed western South Dakota, but public health departments in multiple states are trying to measure how much and how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bars, tattoo shops, and gatherings before people traveled home to nearly every state in the country. The city of Sturgis is conducting mass testing for its roughly 7,000 residents. But health departments in at least six states are also trying to track outbreaks from the 10-day rally, which ended on August 16th. They face the task of tracking an invisible virus that spread among rallygoers who then traveled to over half of the counties in the United States. Deadwood casinos had another big month in July. People gambled almost $129 million in the city. That's up 9% compared to the same month last year, and it's the second straight month of higher gambling numbers for Deadwood, but it comes after a shutdown in April because of the coronavirus. For the year, gambling remains 12% behind 2019 numbers.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.